KSRN News, I'm John Scott. As the longest shutdown in federal government history drags on, Republicans on Capitol Hill have run out of patience with their Democratic Party counterparts. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he now plans to enact a so-called skinny reconciliation package next week since, in his words, Democrats are playing politics with our national security.
Very sadly, shockingly, the Democrats have decided that they want to zero out the accounts of border security and immigration and customs enforcement. It's a shocking thing to even say, but that's where our politics have devolved. They don't want to do it at all. And so we have to do it on our own. We have to do it through a reconciliation bill, because that's the only way to get around the 60-vote threshold necessity in the Senate. That's going to happen next week. Republicans are now carrying the ball by ourselves.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump and Iran's foreign ministers say the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open to commercial vessels. In a social media post, the president said Iran announced that the strait is open and ready for full passage. The Iran war's global energy shock has convinced some Asian and African nations to look to nuclear power to meet their future energy needs.
Countries that already rely on nuclear power are considering boosting that reliance, while non-nuclear nations are taking another look at atomic energy. Nuclear is not a quick fix for the current energy crisis, but analysts say the decisions and investments being made now will certainly impact the future. Leaders across Asia and Africa have recently announced newfound nuclear ambitions and plans, a new notable momentum on both continents. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. Arizona lawmakers reject assisted suicide.
The legislation would have allowed state residents who suffer from terminal diseases to get a doctor's help in taking their own life. Pro-life advocates warned that a right to die could quickly become a duty to die, and the Arizona legislature was listening. Before killing the bill, lawmakers raised concerns about oversight and whether vulnerable people might find themselves pressured to take their own lives. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is issuing a warning about persecution in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The commission says the Allied Democratic Forces, which is affiliated with ISIS, presents a particularly alarming threat to freedom of religion or belief. In the past 2 years, the ADF has intensified its operations, waging violent attacks on houses of worship, religious leaders, and communities, which are predominantly Christian. This is SRN News. The lawyer for golf's biggest star vowing to fight a subpoena for prescription records in a DUI case.
Tiger Woods' attorney plans to fight prosecutors' attempts to subpoena the golfer's prescription drug records. The attorney argues that Woods has a constitutional right to privacy regarding his medications. He asked a judge in Florida this week to hold a hearing to determine if the records are necessary for the investigation. Woods has pleaded not guilty to driving under the influence. Authorities say he showed signs of impairment after an accident last month. Prosecutors also demanded the names and locations of any witnesses Woods plans to present in his defense. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The NCAA exploring a move giving athletes a window of 5 years for Division I competition starting immediately. That's after their first high school graduation or 19th birthday, whichever comes first. More details at SRNNews.com.